This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How about this Adam Engel? Two nights in a row, he's robbing home runs. He basically looks like he's got a trampoline on that warning track. Jumps up there and steals home runs in back-to-back nights. I don't even know if you can pick which one was more impressive because they looked almost identical. But that guy is something else. And then every time that there's a ball anywhere near the wall, I mean, it looks like he's going to climb up and get it. Luckily, he didn't bring back any more home runs. That's two in 2 days of that guy. Really impressive defensively. But I didn't really mention him yesterday. Had to mention him today. So, all right, Jerry's here with us this morning, and he's got an update. And Jerry and I were texting yesterday because as I left the show, I was telling you how I was using Postmates for the first time.
Yeah.
So I'd never used that before. Anybody use Postmates?
We've used it a little bit around here.
Right. So, yeah, you guys get the breakfast. You usually get the breakfast and all the stuff in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a problem with it?
Sometimes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
It sucks!
There was one time I was sent downstairs to go get a delivery, and it was 4 blocks away.
4 blocks?
Yeah.
So I'd never use it. I didn't know what to expect.
Where did you use it? Did you use it here in the city or out on Long Island?
You used it here to get something delivered here.
Here, yes. Okay.
Right,
here.
So after the show.
Here.
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 So 10 to 10:30 was the window. And I'm thinking, all right, they're giving me a half hour window. I ordered this thing at 5:56 in the morning, maybe even earlier than that. So I'm thinking, this is great. And then they give me an estimated time of 10:06. And then all of a sudden, 10:38. Then 10:41, then 10:55, then 11:12.
What was going on?
I have no idea.
Like an old Garmin, the traffic builds, your estimated time of arrival.
Yeah, it was a birthday cake, a specific birthday cake order for my wife yesterday that she wanted something very, very specific.
Wait, and you ordered it through Postmates?
Well, that was the only way that I could really, because there's only one location, and I figured that'd be the easiest way. So that it could have it right here at the end of the show, and then I could just take off as opposed to going into the teeth of the city and then with my car and getting it and then really screwing everything up. But clearly that was the wrong decision.
But they deliver on bikes. You trusted a guy on a bike with a cake.
Sweaty and disgusting. I did. It was 100 degrees
yesterday. Plus it's 100 degrees. The humidity's off the charts, and you want a ice cream cake being delivered.
It wasn't an ice cream cake.
You just added that. Just a normal cake.
Cake tastes a bit
salty,
honey.
You just don't get the wife a fudgy to whale cake, and she'll appreciate it.
No. I wish it was added.
That was not on the wish list, Boomer.
Right. No. It's very...
You want a red velvet cake or something?
No. No, it was something...
And by the way, did she order you to get this for her birthday?
Yes. This was a very, very specific thing, which is great. I was saying this yesterday. She knows exactly what she wants, and she says, these are the things, and makes it easy for me.
Does she make like a Christmas list for you as well?
No, not really. It's not a lot of stuff. It's just, just a thing here or there, and just, hey, this is what I want to do. This is the thing that I want. Makes it easy, because when you're guessing and you screw up, then that's not a good thing, I remember Mark Malusis once got his wife for her birthday a framed picture of the Chrysler building. Didn't go over all that well. He just tells that story.
Was there
a
reason why he would get her a framed picture of the Chrysler building?
Apparently, once she said, wow, that Chrysler building is beautiful,
So he remembered that.
He remembered that, and then
I think you get points for the effort.
But she was not happy.
Yeah, but I would think that would be nice. You said you liked it, so I went and got it.
You mean
for
you actually listened to me?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, it didn't go over well. At least that's what he told me. So, stuff like that where you're guessing, I don't like that. I like to be told this. All right, this is what I want. Get it from here. She actually suggested the Postmates. It'd be easy. For you, just have them deliver it to you, at 10 o'clock. But
so it's not really your fault, it's her fault.
No,
that's a great point.
And by the way, how was the cake?
It ended up being okay, it was fine. It was wrapped up a ton, opened the thing up, the writing was perfect.
Was it a Junior's cheesecake?
No, it was not.
No,
I was told not to divulge exactly what cake it was. She did not want that on the air.
Oh, I'm
for whatever
sorry,
reason. I don't know why.
Okay,
don't ask me why. She said, don't say what type of cake it was.
Coconut cream pie.
No, it was not. No. And this guy, he showed up drenched, this poor guy. And I still tipped, I gave him a nice tip, even though I was seething with anger, this whole thing.
But he showed up and on his bike.
I thought this Postmate thing was supposed to be like a matter of convenience.
Yeah,
like,
I know. That's what I thought too. And then they give
you a half hour
window. I'm thinking, all right, I'll be fine with 10:30.
In fairness, you didn't have to go anywhere.
It is true. You're right.
So I'm gonna ask you a question. Do you order the cake and then you contact Postmates, or do you contact Postmates who then orders the cake for
you? I think
you
order the cake through Postmates, and then they end up doing everything.
Oh, that's how it works.
Right, exactly. So, I was contacting the Twitter support on Postmates and DMing them, and what's going on? I need some help here. You know, this is the first time I'm using you guys. This is a miserable first impression that you're giving me. You know, I mean, it was an ordeal while I was sitting in my car.
Do you think that actually makes any money?
I don't know.
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to get any more money.
Let me ask you this. What did it cost for the delivery service?
Just the delivery part of it or everything? I think it was only like a $6 delivery charge, which they waived when they found out it was an hour late, which was nice of them. At least they gave me that.
All right. So basically, you just did not want to have to drive to Midtown to go get the cake because the parking would have been
right. If you would have told me that this guy, that you know, the sweaty guy looked like he jumped in the Hudson, would have been an hour and a half late, then I would have said I would have driven.
Was this a specialized bakery that makes these cakes?
No, I can't.
Is that a bakery?
This is going to drive him nuts now for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, it's not a specialized bakery, no. But there's not a lot of these locations. There's multiple locations.
Oh, so this is a chain of some sort.
Right, that's right. A
hamburger cake.
No, we've got some confirmation. Your wife is watching. She said, you're allowed to say what the cake was. It was a Mrs. Fields cookie cake is what it was.
Oh.
Mrs. Fields, a giant Mrs. Fields cookie cake is what she specifically requested.
And now, was it a chocolate chip cookie cake?
Yeah, chocolate chip cookie cake. There's two of these damn Mrs. Fields, right? There's like one in Queen Plaza Mall, which I was not stopping at on the way home.
That's right. Isn't that the one right off of the LIE there, right?
Yeah, I wasn't going to stop at that
Queens
one.
Boulevard? Right,
yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, and then there's one at Rockefeller Plaza. And I was just thinking, all right, get the guy.
Rockefeller Plaza, forget that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like, forget.
That's what I was saying. Get the guy in a bike to deliver it here.
Even in July, it's miserable up there.
Right, exactly.
Half the city's on vacation.
All's well that ends well. Yes. She was thrilled with the cake, got the flowers, everything. She had a wonderful birthday, but yeah, I was ready to. That guy, he's lucky I'm more mellow these days, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're mellow, all right.
You're going to kick his ass otherwise.
what did I text you, Jerry?
You weren't happy.
Yeah,
I heard somebody was complaining. Somebody was complaining to you on Twitter about you complaining about this using this service.
Well, yeah, it was very funny because like 10 minutes prior to me complaining about Postmates being late, I was talking about how soft we are and how we don't have any perspective on things. And then 10 minutes later, I'm a total hypocrite complaining about how I had to wait an hour for some guy to deliver me a cake on a bike. I mean, so I lost a little perspective there myself.
We all do.
Sure.
Yeah, but you're paying for something. You're paying for a service, and you want that service to come through with what they're claiming that they can do.
Right, exactly.
And when they don't do what you're paying for, you have every right to be angry.
Especially when I want to be home. I want to be home at a normal time and then spend the day with my wife.
Right,
I
mean, it's like if you're at a restaurant, you order something well done or something rare, and then you bring it back opposite than what you asked for, you got to send it back.
Once again, someone out there listening, you want to be home at a normal time, 10:30 a.m. Where people go to work at 7 a.m. and get home at 7 p.m.
All right, Jerry, you're not helping.
We all lose perspective.
And by the way, the earliest I can get home is like 11:30.
I mean.
Now.
I know.
Just to clear that up.
God forbid you lose another half hour of your morning.
It was her birthday. I wanted to be home. She needed my presence
in the
house.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, Jerry, the fact that he has to get up at 3 in the morning,
No, I don't. I only got up at 2:15 this morning after I got home from a Little League game at 11:30 last night.
Well,
I don't take that into account.
I wonder why you're on edge today.
I haven't said a word.
He's been great today, Jerry. He's been a lot of fun.
I could hear the edge in his voice.
This report brought to you by Brothers Supply, New York.
Is your back, Boomer?
Brothers Supply, New York's number one source for ice, air, PTAX, water source heat pumps, and fan coils. Yankees were in line for a win last night, although they were trailing 1-0. They got the game even at 1, but then Giancarlo Stanton hit a 10th inning two-run homer, put them up 3-1 in Chicago. And wouldn't you know it, they had Britton on the mound, and he couldn't close.
And the lefty Britton deals, swung on and hit in the air to deep center.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone to tie the game.
And just like that, John had to stay there and call more baseball. Three more innings of baseball, as that did indeed tie the game 3-3. Jose Abreu with the game-tying home run. We mentioned Andujar. Maybe we didn't. You guys probably did. Miguel Andujar had the home run earlier in this game. So he comes up in the 13th inning. The game's still tied at 3.
There's the 1-0. Swung on and lined. There is a base hit left field. Didi rounds third. He will score easily. It's a base hit and an RBI for Andujar. Oh, the Duke can do.
Oh, and he did. Again, John on
the fan. Cream corn.
Put them up 4-3, and they wound up winning the game by that 4-3 score. Sonny Gray went three innings for the win as the Yankees moved to 70-42 on the season, a 13-inning victory. Here's Aaron Boone. Had to have it. They were down 1-0, then wasted a 3-1 lead.
A good comeback for us.
Had to get the game. They got the game on Andujar doing the job against Luis Avila.
You know, off a lefty, just changing speeds on him, able to get enough of it.
And then, of course, Sonny Gray with the win. How about him?
When you face adversity and tough times in this game, you know, and then get thrown right into the fire in a tough spot and deliver, it's not an easy thing to do.
Gray, of course, bumped from the rotation to the bullpen. It's been so hard.
It's been a long week for me, but these guys have had my back, and everyone in there's had my back.
And I waited 2 hours for Postmates Joe for lunch one day. I mean, this has been a it's been a miserable week for me.
Here's Gray, the secret to his success last night.
I was throwing a lot of swings and misses with a power chain, sinker, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever, yeah, it worked. Right. So all good there. Tonight you get Luis Severino and Lucas Giolito on the fan at 7:30. Yankees remain 9 games behind Boston. Also, Jacoby Ellsbury having hip surgery. So he is out now another 6 months for recovery time. So, right, good.
After Brian Cashman broke it.
Pretty much, yeah, right? Certainly make that case. We mentioned them remaining 9 games behind Boston. So the Red Sox were in line for a win last night. Craig Kimbrell blows the save to the Blue Jays. They go to 10 innings, and then the Red Sox did win.
Here's the pitch. He doesn't go, and it swung on, driven to right field, high and deep. Way back it goes by the bullpen. 3-run homer, Mitch Moreland. Red Sox lead 8-5.
Red Sox radio, they would tack on another home run from Jackie Bradley Jr., and Boston would beat Toronto 10-7. Red Sox now 80-34 on the season. Seems like they never lose a game. Mets are now 46-65. They're not good. Jason Vargas started, and we knows what happened when he starts. Even when the guy only pitches a third of a damn inning, he still gets the loss.
A third of an inning, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
0-1 pitch. Swinging a little looper behind second. Here comes Nimmo. He won't reach it. It's in for a base hit. Peraza scores from third. Jeanette holds at first with an RBI single. His 68th run batted in of the year, and the Reds have a 1-0 lead.
Is this the worst free agent signing in Met history?
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
I mean, I know someone told me on Twitter.
Bay.
Oliver Perez. Yes. It's up there, right? It's top 10.
But here's the problem.
Right now it is.
Like, these guys, like, all right, Jason Bay was really, really bad because he really didn't have any good moments. But and the reason that one's going to stand out was
the amount of money.
But he got hurt.
Sure.
But Jason Bay hit. Wasn't Bay the one he was playing okay and got the concussion in L.A.?
Right. No, that was Ryan Church who got the concussion.
Oh, Ryan Church. Okay.
Right. But Vargas is probably the worst performer. He's got to be one of the worst 5 Mets I've ever seen in my entire life.
Like, he goes out there and you just know you're getting nothing.
Right. He's so bad. Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, there've been some bad ones, but as far as just based on performance, all things equal with the money.
I'm not accounting injury or anything like that. Just go out and suck.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's right there. He's top 3. He's got to be.
I actually feel bad for the guy.
I don't. No. He got a whole bunch of money. I mean,
well, the money aside.
Right. I mean, like, listen,
he's not
capable. You can't put the money aside. I don't know what's going on.
He is capable.
With him.
He was an all-star in the first half last year.
How was the second half?
It was horrible. Yeah, it was. But still, he is capable.
Meantime, Bartolo Colon's 45 still winning games.
Right.
He would have given you a better chance to win night in, night out than Vargas.
Oh, without a doubt.
So, and the fans would have loved to have seen him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Vargas, just to be clear, Mets lost 6-1. He faced like 4 batters. Got a third of an inning in, and then rain came, but they were already losing. And then they tacked on a couple because he didn't come back, and so he was charged in a third of an inning, 3 runs on 3 hits.
I'll tell you what, the lightning was unbelievable.
The lightning storm last night
was crazy. 3 people got
hit
by lightning over there in Flushing Park.
They were playing soccer.
Yes.
Idiots.
3.
Well, you can't be doing that.
You can't be outside. You know, even there was one crack of thunder, and you could see that I think it was Jose Reyes reacting to it.
I thought it was Rosario. Was it Reyes? One of the two.
Rosario, yeah. You're right. And, you know, Ronnie Darling was like, guys, we got to get these people off the field.
Right.
Yeah.
What are we doing? They got medals. Forget the metal spikes. I mean, just get off the field. Yeah. I mean, and here comes this ginormous black cloud. Yeah. What are they waiting for?
Yeah, I don't. Why'd they even start the game when you look at the radar?
The umpires said that they have to get the game in because the Reds don't come in anymore.
Right.
They said the radar that they had, they thought they had another hour, so they could have gotten some significant innings in, and then you come back after the storm and finish rather than start play five batters or four batters, whatever.
I mean, if you looked at that radar last night, I mean, it was
awful.
It was all red and yellow and everything. It was moving quick.
There was the enormity of the clouds that were coming.
Right.
Would say, get the hell off the soccer field, get the hell off the baseball field. And even, you know, Ronnie was right on. He was basically just saying, look, what are we doing here?
We were playing, we had our final game last night, and so there's a soccer field right behind the baseball field. We were in the dugout during the rain and the lightning, which never stopped. And there were about 12 kids, probably high school kids, playing soccer. And a couple of people told them, get off the field. Nah, we're fine. Well, you're not fine. I mean, and it happened last night in Queens. So not good. Just quickly, the Dodgers beat the A's 4-2, cool them off a little bit. Rangers beat the Mariners 11-4. That's the game Colon won. He becomes the winningest pitcher born in Latin America, 246. Career win for him. Phillies over the Diamondbacks 5-2. Braves beat the Nationals 3-1. What else can I tell you? Astros beat the Giants 2-1 of note. And Brandon Drury. So the Yankees trade him to Toronto.
Yes.
He's back on the DL.
No.
He's got a broken hand. The bruise that he had here was not a bruise. Turns out it was broken.
Really?
Yeah.
And they didn't
the Yankees had, you know, screwed that up and they didn't get it right?
Well, or the Blue Jays didn't do a proper physical.
The story says the break happened before he was traded, while he was here. So his horrendous season injury-wise just continues. Also of note, just because he was on the station, you had Davis Webb with CMB talking about how Ben McAdoo told him he would get the final three games of the season last year after they made the Eli decision, and he... Well, we know what happened.
I think it was a good question by Maggie.
Yes, yeah.
I hadn't heard that before. I didn't know that.
No, here he is actually. I'm not going to play that. I'll get it for you next hour. I'll give you Jamal Adams just because this bothers me from this standpoint. Jamal Adams in February or March talks to Bleacher Report about last year with the Jets, and he reveals how the culture wasn't great. Maybe the work ethic wasn't great with the team. Mind you, again, he said this 5 months ago. They released the comments yesterday, I guess, in an article. And so he had to go meet the media about the comment about bad culture and work ethic last season with the Jets.
Those things that came out, I don't feel, very strong, you know, as far as me saying that.
Okay.
Boy, he was caught off guard.
I would say he was probably caught off guard.
They got him when he was pretty frustrated, I'm sure.
Or right off the field.
Or maybe it was, you know, remember that whole thing about Le'Veon Bell coming to the Jets and Le'Veon Bell basically, you know.
It's going to take a lot of money to have me run with the Jets.
Yeah. I wonder if he was reacting around that time.
That was Super Bowl week, I think.
Because he was, Jamal Adams was like really ticked off about that. Like, wait, don't tell me about the Jets. And, that, you know, like he was like defending the Jet honor. You know what I mean?
Well, basically slamming his teammates, which is different.
Yeah, these words don't look great. They're not, because, you know, at least three quarters of his teammates are still his teammates.
Yeah, sure.
From last year.
Yeah, I mean, to say that they have basically a loser mentality and weren't working
hard.
Well,
we finally got a player who actually is willing to say something.
Yeah, which is great, but I mean, it's not a...
By the way, Aaron Rodgers said the same thing the other day about his wide receivers.
Well, in practice, though.
It was also the practice squad guys and, you know, some reserve players. He was like, they got the cards and they're not doing the work. Well, I actually found the press conference.
Right, the only problem with what... Jamal Adams said that I really took out of it is that sounds to me like it lands at the feet of the coach.
Right. I mean, when you are saying there's multiple guys on the roster and aren't working hard enough.
One more clip. Here's Todd Bowles, who was broached with the media.
I didn't really read it, but.
You say guys are doing a bare minimum in terms of playbook study and that kind of thing. No,
and I really don't discuss in-house business outside, so it really doesn't matter.
He's really good at saying nothing.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, can you say, I have not seen guys do the bare minimum? Can you at least say that as opposed to, I can't discuss it? Because that leaves the door open that he might agree with that.
By the way, your star safety just basically called out your entire team that, you know, they're lazy. And, you know, that usually falls at the feet of the coach. What do you think?
Yeah, of course. Of course it does. I wholeheartedly agree. That's why he's got to come out and say, I have not seen that. If I saw anybody that was not working as hard as they could or was not in the playbook like they're supposed to be, then I'm going to be all over them. At least give me some sort of denial there as opposed to just leaving it open-ended, because then it seems like part of him might not disagree with what Jamal Adams said, and that's a huge problem.
Yep.
But I don't know. Sam Darnold, if he goes out on the first
Thursday.
Preseason game.
Friday. The Giants at Thursday.
Right, and lights the world on fire. Nobody's talking about these
Jamal
Adams.
No one's going to care.
Yeah, so... I'm looking forward to that, finally, some football. All right, Jerry, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.